Hi, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. So we're going to have another wonderful evening of healing tonight. So we're going to ask if people would like to call in to do so, maybe to request their favorite room that they've liked on the Lightship, which we'll be doing later on in the program here. And so just to elaborate a little bit, the Creation Lightship is what Jesus used when he was here 2,000 years ago. For his ascension teachings and healings. And it's here now to help people with their ascension process to come into alignment with their spirit so we can do the ascension. So, are you there, Sylvia?
I'm here. Hello, everyone. Welcome to our Wednesday night program. Very happy to have you here. Like Ron said, we are going to make this a very special night of a request from our listeners. So if you'd like to call in, there's a toll-free number listed on your BBS page there, but it's 877-876-5227. That's for the U.S. and in Canada, 888-815-9756. So if you'd like to call in, like Ron said, we'll be going to the Creation Lightship a little later on in the program. And if you've been on the program before and you've gone to the Lightship, you may have had a particular room that you really felt good in. For some people, it might be the oxygen chamber or the crystal healing room or swimming with the dolphins. So whatever you particularly have a fondness for, if you'd like to request it, just call in. And the same thing goes for the bringing in the energy of the masters, such as Saint Germain, Archangel Michael, Mother Mary, any particular one of those that you particularly like to have come in to your room, you can go ahead and give us a call for that. Or if there's a particular healing that you enjoy, like a chakra alignment or something that you feel you'd like to experience, you can go ahead and give us a call. Or, of course, questions or anything that you'd like to share, we'd just love to hear from you tonight. And in the meantime, while we're waiting for calls, we'll go ahead and talk a little bit more about what Ron was talking about, the Creation Lightship and the upcoming Universal Shift and the Ascension preparation work that's being done with all of us who are taking advantage of that. So, Ron, I'll turn it over to you to talk a little bit about the ascension process and how we can become prepared for it.
Okay, yeah, I keep getting the words, you know, off and on from the older song, Just Tall. If you remember that, it's a rock group, Thick as a Brick. And the thick as a brick means that you're, you know, that's your consciousness, thick as a brick. And part of it is, you know, I can make you feel, but I can't make you think. And so we're hoping to make you think on this program here to understand that this is a wonderful and probably the only opportunity your physical body has for the ascension process. And naturally it's born now, and this is the time that it has chosen to do the ascension. So, you know, it's definitely well worth, I think I heard a beat maybe.
Yes, hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello, Ron. Hello, Sylvia.
Hi, who's this?
Oh, my name's Alexis. I'm in Ontario, Canada.
And hi, Alexis.
Yeah, the healings are great. I have a question, though, and I don't know if you'll be able to answer it or not. I've been having some very strange time differences happening. I'll look at the clock, and it'll say maybe 10-something. And I'll go and do something for a few minutes and come back, and the clock says 8-something. I know I've heard of people losing time, like, you know, hours unaccounted for, but gaining time? Do you have any explanation for that?
Well, to think on that one, let me think here. I know when you're in the moment now, time will slow down. I just don't have anything that's set to say. So what you're actually saying is that the time is going backwards for you. Is that correct?
Yes.
Very interesting.
Yeah. It's really strange. Like sometimes it's only a few minutes, and sometimes it's almost 2 hours.
Wow.
Yeah. That's what I say. You know.
What comes to mind would be maybe you're experiencing typically like a parallel reality. Maybe you're bouncing in and out of that, but that's what I would think. I don't have any real information on that. You know, I haven't been schooled on that yet, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
And I haven't been schooled on going into the future. Okay, all my information that I have is strictly right here, right now in the moment.
Yeah,
and
okay.
So I do know that the illusions can do those things to us, okay, by not being in the moment with our full energy. And so it's possible that you're involved with, not for lack of a better word, the matrix energy. I'll just elaborate on that a little bit here, okay?
Yes.
This might make sense to you, okay? The light only works in the now.
Yes.
It only creates the now. So all that's known is, you know, to the light is the now.
Yes.
And I think most people will agree with that.
Oh, yes.
What happens when you get out of the now period, then you're involved in a different reality of energies. Those energies can take you and do different things with you. And so that could be what you're experiencing.
Okay. It's been so weird that, you know, I had to get somebody to give me an answer to this.
Yeah, so that's what I'd say. You're experiencing probably parallel realities that are not in the now. That's probably what I would indicate to you,
okay.
Just looking at it.
Because I'm still in my, you know, in my same house and doing the same things.
Yeah,
you know,
you're actually traveling, you know, ahead of time and behind time, but you're not in the now.
Okay.
So I start out
in the now, and then I end up somewhere else, or I start out somewhere in the future and end up back in the now?
Yes, that's correct, yeah, uh-huh.
Okay.
And it's hard to say where that now is, you know. You know what I mean?
Pardon?
Because the now could have been when it was 8 o'clock, and then you went into the future, and you saw the future now, which was a sense in the now, but it was the future. It gets kind of confusing.
It is confusing. Yeah.
What I would suggest when that happens again is just pinch yourself a little bit to get your body, and that should bring you into the now. Although that now may be a different time frame, but it still would be in the now, at that now period.
Okay.
I know this doesn't sound like it's too logical, but this is about the best I could probably tell you.
Yeah. Okay. Because I've experienced one time I went someplace where there was no time.
Uh-huh.
That was very interesting. And it was just, you know, for a few moments, but it was interesting. Kind of flashed there and came back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, but, and it was after that that this strange time differences started happening. So I guess that explains it then.
Yeah. How long have you been here on our show?
Pardon?
How long have I been here?
Maybe 3 months, 4 months.
Oh, wonderful. Well, that's great.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, every time it's like something else gets healed. It's wonderful.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah, yeah. I just, you know, I'm clearing so much. It's great.
Yeah, have you noticed each time you go up that the energy is a little different, and you tend to become, has your friends noticed a change in your life? Let me ask you that.
Yeah. Oh, pardon?
Have your friends noticed a change in your life since you've been going up to the light ship?
Well, they haven't said anything.
Okay.
Yeah. But I've noticed changes in myself.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Like just my attitudes and, you know, the way I think and things like that. Yeah. Alrighty.
Well,
anyway.
Cool.
Alexis, you would like to request tonight?
Pardon?
Is there anything in particular that you would like to request tonight as far as a healing or a particular room on the ship?
No, I'll just kind of go with the flow. Every time is different and every time is wonderful.
Okay, great.
Okay?
Thank you so much for calling.
Well, thank you, and thank you, Ron, for kind of explaining that to me. That's great.
Okay.
I'm going to let you get on with the show now. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. So, that's the main thing is to keep in the now all the time, if you possibly can. And this is where we work here, is just in the now. That's where the light works, in the now only. And everything else tends to be illusion, but the illusion is real as we perceive it here. So we can do a clearing now, if you like. We'll do a sample of the emotional clearing. This is what I like to do for people. And like I say every time I do this, that if you do one thing in your life and you see me only one time, then the emotional clearing is the most important clearing you can do for yourself. Because it's actually three clearings in one. It's a spirit clearing, an emotional body clearing, and a physical body clearing of trauma. So we're going to start at this point in time. And if you've been with me for a while, you know it's what happens here. And what will happen is it'll go back to an extra few weeks, we'll say, or a few days from your last clearing, because we always start in the now, right now, from this moment in time, and we go back. So we're going to go back 1 year from now, or up to your last birthday, anyway. So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And now we're going to do one full year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and one more year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. There we go. So you can look upon your life now as something that happened to you that caused you a lot of emotional maybe fear or anxiety or some type of reaction. And that event, as you look at it, you're going to still see it, but you should feel very distant from the event itself, so you have some breathing room there. And this is a permanent healing. It's probably around 90% completed. And when I do your whole lifetime, then it's 100% done. And we go back to conception. So I'm going to do another clearing here. I'm going to do a mental body clearing. Same process, this point in time, right now, back to your last birthday. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. And go back one more year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And again, one more year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Wonderful. And we'll do one other clearing here. This is your sensory body. And the sensory body is done by the female light beings. So you may feel this really nice warm energy coming around you as I do this procedure here. And this is for people who get extra overdose with energy. And they just have a hard time relating to maybe people or just energy in general places. There's a lot of energy coming into us electromagnetically, so this will help to eliminate some of that. So here we go. This point in time, back to your last birthday. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And another year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. So, how do you feel, Sylvia?
Oh, I feel great. And I really wanted to mention about these clearings. A few minutes ago, you were asking Alexis if any of her friends had noticed any changes in her since the time that she's been tuning into the show. And I will say that from my own experience in talking with others that have done your emotional clearing and, you know, for the whole lifetime and the others that you were just sampling, it's just it's really remarkable what happens in your life as a result of doing those. I noticed, you know, just everything became much easier. You know, there was no sense of struggle or strain that sometimes you can have in trying to, you know, manage everything in your life and your relationships and so on. So it really is like these things that are there have just easily melted away by the process that the light being doctors and Ron do. And I know that people will comment and say, you know, wow, you just looked so bright lately or so happy. And another thing that you may notice is that people that kind of were around that may have given you trouble or that you've had a little difficulty with or just were negative and that kind of thing will tend to just not come around. And the people that you'll attract are people that are more in the light themselves as well. So it's really, really a treat if you and very vital for the ascension that we were talking about earlier. So if you have a chance to, or if you haven't talked to Ron about that, give him a call and ask which healing would be appropriate for you.
So we'll do one other clearing here. And what we're going to do is a clearing on your past lives. I call this a century clearing. And I'm going to go back at the most 100 years at a time, but we'll start at the year 2000. And we'll go to current here. And we'll go back to the 1500s. And this is energies that you may feel that are just very, very subtle. And it's normally energies only have a surplus.
I think we have called in Ron. Is someone there?
Yes, this is David in San Pedro.
Oh,
hi,
okay.
David.
Hi, David.
Hi. You know, I just had a question or a comment, and you know, like, you know, it seems like a lot of things that just came into my mind were just like with the movie The Secret, and it seems like everybody seems to get into it, and you know how you can manifest things, and for some reason, I couldn't resonate with that movie at all, and I was just wondering. I don't know if it was just me, something wrong, or if it's. Or how did you feel about it?
The Secret is. I won't say kindergarten metaphysics. I would say it's probably before that, actually. But you know, it's something that. And I'm glad you brought this up. For me, it's very frustrating. Just in my own life and then hearing other people talk about how your thoughts are supposed to create your reality. And I could do a whole show on this here, but just briefly, on the light ship itself, their thoughts do create reality instantly. This is how you have your healings done.
Right.
They're completely in their bodies 100%, and you're working with 100% divine energies. And down here on the earth plane, we don't have that luxury.
Right.
We have our spirit side in our body completely. Most people, like I have told you, are probably maybe 20% in their bodies.
Mm-hmm.
So there's really no way that you're ever going to manifest with spiritual law, okay? There's a difference between spiritual law using your heart energy versus using manipulation from thought energy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So all the people that are talking about manifesting are using race consciousness energy, which is thought, which is mind energy, not using spirit energy. And they kind of slur the two words together, thinking that you're a spiritual being and that you're tapping into the divine to do a manifestation. And that's the way most healings work. I would say 98% of the healings that are done by healers are using mind energy. And they do work.
Mm-hmm.
Just that heart energy and connecting to the light ship is completely different. And so you're actually connecting to your spirit, because your spirit is part of that divine energy. So the reason why healings don't work, and probably why you're not resonating with that, or why you're kind of upset, maybe because you wasted the $20 or whatever to buy this here, and you thought it would be the end-all of all things, because you probably heard about it that way, is the fact that you may not be in your body strong enough, number one, and this place is covered with a lot of dark energy.
Right.
And the dark energy from these negative ETs that are given us mind control here are preventing us from using our divine spiritual energy to do the manifestations. And this is probably true with almost every book that you read or maybe have read on metaphysics.
Right.
And they all say the same basic thing. And then you try to use those spiritual laws, and they don't work here because the energy is not strong enough here, or you're not in your body 100% in order to use the energy properly.
Mm.
And so they're assuming that, and they should put a disclaimer on the first page and saying, if you're not in your body 100%, and if you're not being, mind controlled by the dark side, you know, this book will work perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you are in your body and not being controlled by the dark side and not having mind control issues. But they don't normally say that because they want to sell their information.
Right.
So they do offer high spiritual truths. It does work. But down here, it's very hard to actually use it. And I'll just describe what I was talking about the consciousness of race consciousness, collective consciousness. What happens is when you think a thought, it goes out into a pool of energy. We'll just say it's circling the earth here.
Okay.
And to make it visual for us, we'll just see it like it's a cloud. So if you think of really good thoughts, there's a cloud for good thoughts, there's a cloud for bad thoughts, and there's a cloud for God, which is outside of yourself. And my teachings are to go within, to get back to your spirit, not to go outside of yourself, to dilute your energy in duality. That's not the teachings of Jesus. His was to go within, to connect to the divine within you. So the Galactic Federation, our space brothers, decided how to control us, so they decided to tell us to go outside of ourselves and pray.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not what Jesus' teachings was all about. But kind of going a little sideways here with the issue, you want to connect with your spirit inside of yourself to do your healing work.
Because
mm-hmm. your spirit has all your answers. And you can't buy spirituality, unfortunately. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah,
especially what attunement that you might have. We'll say you go to a workshop by somebody, and they say they're going to bring in a special ray of healing to you. But that's normally all mental energy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because your spirit is what they want to connect to. So you want to say, okay, my spirit now is going to empower me. I'm not going to bring in something outside of myself to me because you don't know where that energy is connected to.
Right.
Like opening up, people open up vortexes. They open up stargates. They do all this stuff, not knowing what they're doing. But they may have spent, you know, $500 to get their certificate on their wall for healing. And, you know, or they do special attunements for DNA. On the light shift, they do more than one attunement for DNA. It's not just a one-time process.
Mm.
And they never told me how many times it takes to have yourself cleared. But for most people that go up to the chip all the time, they do have more and more clearings, and they work with that each time you go up there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not just a one-time situation. I know you have thousands of energy bodies that make up the physical body, and just doing one clearing once is not going to help you out. It doesn't matter what you spend for it.
Oh, okay.
So,
I know, you always want it to stick, you know, when you want the healing, you just want it once, and that's it, you know.
Yeah. And so it's what I tell people, we'll say that you were to come to me with a physical problem. I'd first recommend having your emotional years cleared because naturally your physical problem more than likely manifested, you know, from your emotional body that transferred the energy into your physical body. Now you have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably maybe, you know, a good 90% of the healings that people have or the problems why that, you know, that process is there. The out of balance energy has finally taken hold in your physical body, and now you have an illness.
Mm.
And so you want to clear that out of the way. Otherwise, your baggage is not going to allow the healing to take place 100%. I don't want to sound very negative on this here, but I'm just trying to state facts here.
Mm.
And I do have people who have not had an emotional healing, and they had healings perfectly. But typically, the emotions cause the illness, so you want to get rid of that baggage. And then when you go to the light ship, you have a much higher chance of having a healing take place. But the main thing is to get very clear with your intent of what you want to have healed. And then from there, find out all the avenues of why you have your illness. And with the emotional healing, it's instantaneous. They'll take it all away without you understanding why. And some people need to know why. They're kind of raised that way. And so they may take a lot longer because they want to actually understand why they have their illness and try to go back on their past lives and everything else, which is okay, but it's not needed. And but people are taught that way, that they have to understand that situation. But the main thing is just to know that the divine is here to help you, the best that they can do for you, but they can only do so much because your emotional body stays here on this planet. It's a planet energy. And your physical body does go to the light ship. And one person called me and said they saw their, their boyfriend on the ship. And the boyfriend was missing a leg down here, and up there he's walking around. So they actually manifested a leg for him. So that was quite surprising, and they're very excited. So, miracles do appear up there. But getting back to the secret, if you're not in your body 100%, and if you're not being controlled, by energies, and we all know about being controlled, we'll go out and try to do something one day, have expectations of doing something, then all of a sudden we kind of forget about this important time, and then all of a sudden the next day we might remember it, or a week later. Well, that's the mind control trying to keep you from doing what you're doing here.
Mm-hmm.
So since you mentioned that, what we'll do is hold a space here for everyone, and we'll have the light ship come and take you out of mind control. Mm-hmm. And you're going to probably have 2 or 3 minutes to actually be with yourself without this external stimulus trying to sidetrack you here. And the mind control I'm talking about is not necessarily, what's happening here on this planet. It's actually external to the planet here. This is what I call the negative ETs. It's in accordance, okayed by the Galactic Federation to have these energies come in here. Remember, the Galactic Federation is our spiritual overseers. They're the ones that are supposed to be protecting us from other aliens, we'll use that terminology, from causing us harm here.
Mm-hmm.
And so we shouldn't have any other energies coming here but the divine energy. And the Federation should be in 100% light. And if it was, we would have, a wonderful world here. Remember, as above, so below. So since they're not in integrity, this energy down here is not. And they're blocking the divine energy from coming to us. And they're allowing, ET abductions and many other things to have happen to us here. Our wind, very strong winds here are caused by them. The tornadoes, the hurricanes, awful weather situations. We have rain coming for a long period of time, or a lot of storms. That's all, in accordance and what they're allowing to have the extra extraterrestrials from outside our planet do to us here. And the Earth Spirit really can't affect that too much because it's being transmitted here. So this is kind of what the whole thing is about. And the good news is that when the Federation, if it ever does come into integrity, then you have the real high spiritual teachings here. And also this will be like heaven on Earth. So this is what we're waiting for. If not, the universal shift will happen. And at that point in time, everything will change instantly. So it's kind of a race. Are they going to wake up and come into the light? Because it's their choice. All these thousands of races that are, coming to us now, or are they going to wait for the shift to have happen, and then they will be in the light anyway? So, and us too. So I'd rather have it happen sooner. I'd hate to have one death in the military overseas or anywhere else, because of hatred, and causing all the ramifications of the sadness from all the families, because the Federation is causing this here. And they can instantly stop the war if they wanted to. So anyway, does that answer your question, David?
Yeah, it does. It makes me feel better, to know that, it's not just me, with
it's not you, believe me. It's kind of the cop-out, people who made that, are getting rich on it,
Yeah, and I wonder, too, it's like, are these people, is this the dark force behind them? Are they going to reincarnate, or are they going to come back again, bad for, what they did? Do they know what they're doing? or they think that they're doing good. You know, all these questions pop up to me sometimes. So, you know.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't worry about the reincarnation process, because once the universal shift happens, there's no more karma here. You know, what Buddha taught is no longer in effect here. You don't have to reincarnate ever again here.
Oh,
if you were to die tomorrow, you're out of here. And then you go back to your home base energy. And then from there, you're able to go where you choose to go to throughout the universe. You're not stuck here any longer.
Oh,
that's why I use the song Hotel California. You know, it starts off on one of the phrases there. It's, we're programmed to receive. You can check out any time you like, but you can never leave.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the earth plane here. And so that no longer is in existence here. Since the light shift came about 2 years ago, every spirit or soul that was in a body is now out of here. And the people that are, say, doing writing books, or like you mentioned, are they, you know, who are giving false information, are they going to have any karmic situation over this year? I really doubt it.
Mm.
Just that they don't understand that, you know, it's one thing about being stupid, but I think it's probably more ignorance, because ignorance means you have a chance to understand.
Yeah.
And so these people are just ignorant to your spiritual law, what's really happening.
Mm. Yeah. Well, great. Well, thanks, Ron. And,
okay. It's not your fault that, you know, you felt like you got duped, you know, by having something that you thought might maybe, you know, bring you into a higher consciousness, because it can't work here. Because like I said, what happens when you use thought energy, the thought energy is what you use to manipulate the force fields here, and that's matrix energy, okay? When you use your spirit, then that's your heart energy, and the heart energy is the divine. So there's two systems that work here.
Hmm.
One is mind, and one is heart. And like I said, most of the healers use mind energy. And that mind energy is very, very powerful, and it will do healings just like your heart energy will.
Mm-hmm.
But the heart energy is what you're connected to. And so, and the mind energy is connected to, you know, the matrix, the illusion. So this is where you want to get into, is back into your heart energy. And that's the ascension process. And most people use the their thought energies to manipulate energy and to bring things into their life. And like I say it when I go to different events, I'll ask people when I do my lectures and workshops, normally I'll say, well, how many here believe that your thoughts control your reality? And almost everybody, because they're tapped into the new age and that's what they say, they'll raise their hand. And then I say, okay, hold your hand out and I'll manifest a $100 bill. And people look at me like I'm crazy, you know, because they know it's not going to work. Yet they have that belief system that their thoughts are going to control the reality. Well, then I say, well, you can't accept a $100 bill right now to manifest a penny. And they still can't manifest a penny. Well, that just proves right there that your thoughts do not control your reality, okay?
Mm.
You can't control someone else's reality, you know, by using thought energy, which is kind of like sorcery, and putting the energy out, and then that energy will attract people to you. And it does work, but it's not instantaneous manifestation, okay?
Okay.
So I'd rather not manipulate the energy and someone else to bring to me what I need or what I'd like to have, because that's not spiritual law, you see.
Mm.
But that's the matrix energy. So I'm sure I have a lot of people out there scratching their head right now. Like when I started the program, I said, you know, from Jethro Tull, you know, I may make you feel, and you're probably feeling very well right now, you know, and maybe I got you to think. But that's the difference here of the two different types of energies.
I see.
So, anyway, I hope I didn't turn anybody off at this here, but do think.
Yeah.
And I hope that you're not thick as a brick, you know. That's the last phrase of Jethro Tull, you know, the wise man, something like feels, I don't know what the phrase was, but can't feel or something, being thick as a brick or something like that. But that's the divine energy. It doesn't know about all the obstacles here. It just is love energy. So who you are is love. And the love works in the now, and that's the whole thing with the light. That's how it works. In order to connect to the reality of your spiritual self, you have to be in the now, and that's love, and that's light. And anything else out of time is the illusion, is the matrix, and it could be the dark side, in a sense, because you're not connected to the light. And if it's not light, it's not light. And like the Galactic Federation, they have the spiritual hierarchy. So that means that there's less light someplace than in others. Or they have a hierarchy. Light is light. If it's not all light, then it's not in the light. So it's either one or the other. That's how I perceive it. And because they have betrayed us so much, that's what Jesus said on the cross. Why did you forsake me? He's talking to the Galactic Federation about the process, about him coming down from the light ship, the creation light ship, into the Federation, who was supposed to hold their integrity to help him do the ascension. And they didn't do that. He's supposed to be doing ascension teachings. His life teachings was cut short about 15 to 18 years. So just think what this world would have been like if he would have taught people for another 15 to 18 years longer than what he did. The whole place would have been just wonderful. We would have ascended, and the earth would be in a much better situation right now. But, you know, that never happened because the Federation, you know, kind of like, you know, decided to get rid of him. And, you know, they could have protected him, and they did not do that. They chose not to do it. It was their free choice because they were controlled and in bed with the dark side. So it's up to them to change and to choose. So. That's the whole thing. And people talk to me, they go, well, what about the Greys? I heard the Greys are no good. Or I heard, you know, maybe the Arcturians are better, or, you know, the Pleiades. Well, these are all beings, and there's much more than that, you know. And there's also, you know, the good ones and bad ones, you know.
Right.
And so there are some, you know, wonderful extraterrestrials out there that are in the light that are helping us here. But on a whole, you know, they're not. Because if they would be, we wouldn't have a war right now.
Right.
We'd have heaven on earth.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. So that's my main peeve here, is that we're losing our existence here to the dark side, and the light ship is here now to counteract that and to do the ascension process, whether we believe it or not. Anyway, does that answer your question, Dave?
It sure does. Okay,
well, thank you.
Great. Well, thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you for calling.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye. So where are we, Sylvia?
Oh, I think you were, the ship was going to hold a space for a few minutes for the mind control, to block the mind control out.
Okay, this goes right into that. So here we go. So the mind control is projected to us with the condonance and the okay of the Galactic Federation. They're allowing these negative ETs to do this to us, to take away our consciousness. So the light ship now is going to come to us here and put us in a sacred space. And for what I perceive, they'll clear the energy around us for probably about 20 feet. So you'd be like in this beautiful 20-foot diameter bubble. And you're going to find that your thoughts are going to be crystal clear. And this will be pure spirit energy from the divine in there, non-judgmental energy. So I'm going to count to 20. And at 20, you're going to be in this beautiful space. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. There we go. So you should feel like you're kind of like sitting without energies around you. Your computer should not be interfering with your energetic system of your body. And you should just feel like you're in this beautiful bubble of energy, a pure light energy. This is what they're doing for you. And your thoughts should be calmed down. Your mind might be very silenced right now. How are you feeling, Sylvia?
I'm feeling very, very peaceful and just in this beautiful space. And it's something I wish, you know, that we could have 24 hours a day, because it's just wonderful.
Yes, and what I tell people is this is where you want to be. It may be hard to hold this space, but if nothing else, you want to be with your spirit. You know, it's it's a must to have your spirit energy with you, and to have your personality, your ego self, whatever word you want to call it there, to have your spirit take over the ego and to walk hand in hand with your ego so that you can become a spiritual being in the physical body. And right now we're probably in that beautiful space where you can understand and get your information from your spirit. So I'm going to drop you down into your heart center, as I do on each show. It's very simple for the newcomers coming on. Just want you to visualize, but you don't want to go out of your body. So you want to stay in your body, but it's like a symbol, we'll say, like a triangle, for instance, like you see on elevators. The 10th floor is going to be your head. Your heart's going to be your first floor. So we're going to be dropping you down right now. So here we go. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, and dropping you down again. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, going into your heart center with your consciousness, dropping your mind into your heart. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, again. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, and again. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And again, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And one more time, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. There. So this is where you want to go for your guidance, your spiritual information. You don't want to go to your head. Remember, your head can have entities in it. You can have thoughts that are erroneous. Your spirit is your true guidance. So this is where you always want to be. This is what Jesus taught. Go inside to the kingdom. The kingdom is where you want to be. This is your divine energy connection to the light. The only way you're going to get there is to go into your heart.
I think this is a wonderful place to be in, because you can, from this place of heart and without those external influences, you can be in a position to just move through life in discernment instead of in judgment, and just be that loving being that you are.
Yes, that's true. So, and this is very important to come into this this energy. Remember when Jesus was in the last days of his life, when he was actually going through that process of the being judged, etc. The mind control was so strong here from the people, or being put onto the people, that's why everybody deserted him. And so this is why you want to go into your heart, so you can have that true connection to your spirit. And so, you know, this is why you want to integrate and walk with your spirit always, so you get your perfect guidance. And like I mentioned on other shows, you know, since Jesus had disciples and he had a lot more women than he had men, naturally, which is what you would probably think anyway, but they don't talk about that in the Bible. But, you know, where are his teachings? Where are the teachings of ascension that he taught everyone? Because he came to teach ascension. You know, all we have is one book that, you know, of his life, basically, which, you know, we'll just assume that is true of what they have printed there, but... where are all the other teachings of ascension? You know, you may have had 1,000 people out there teaching this stuff, and where is it? That's kind of my thing, is they're only focusing on him, but yet what happened to all that other information that was sacred? So anyway, that's a whole other, probably another chapter in life here, but... And it's sad. It's sad for the aspect of us humans here that we don't have the proper guidance, and we have all this stuff going out in different books that attempt to teach us about spiritual law, but it's normally just, in a sense, the dark side teachings to frustrate you, because they don't tell you enough information. So, you know, the whole thing is to get into your heart, and that's where you want to come from always. whenever you do a healing with somebody or on someone, you want to come from your heart energy. Ask your spirit to go into your heart. You know, bring your mind down to your heart like you are right now. And then work from that aspect of heart energy in place of going to human race consciousness, collective consciousness, and bringing energies from outside up in those clouds, those pool of energies to help heal someone. Come from your heart, because that'll be the divine connection, and it'll connect the other person to his divine or her divine connection, and they'll get a much better healing that way. So I think I was going to release you from past lives now. So here we go, the age 2000 from now to 2000. So 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, 1900s. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, and 1800s. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, 1700s. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Let's see. Where are we, Sylvia? I lost
just
my...
So we just finished 1800s.
So about 1700s?
Yep.
Okay, here we go. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, 1600s. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, and 1500s. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. At times I'll get a little glitch because I'm in the moment. And the moment leaves me for just a second as I'm probably going to the light ship looking at something. I come back here into my body, and I kind of lose where reality is here. So right now we're going to go to the light ship. And what I'm going to first do is do a water charging. So if you can all run out real quick. We did this evening on our conference call. And just get a glass of water. And also, as you're listening to me, scroll down on our page on Don's website here. Just go to Wednesday and click on Creation Lightship Healing. And then once it's on, then scroll down and you'll see this beautiful light beam there. We're going to activate her right now. And just get your container of water here. Normally a glass of like maybe 12 ounces is very adequate. This is what she'll do. Anything more, it may not have the enough energy into it. So this is just a glass of water for you. And we'll be doing this healing in about 1 minute. Right now we're activating the beautiful light beam. So again, just to elaborate, go to Wednesday, Creation Lightship, click on it, and just scroll down a little bit, and you're going to see a beautiful light beam there. And this is a picture of her that one of the people saw on the ship. Normally I have about 20% of the people actually can see colors on the ship. They may see light beams. They may actually feel the energies or sense energies. When we go to the food court, we have a lot of people who comment that they can actually feel their saliva change and actually almost taste the high-energy food they have there. So we're activating the light beam right now. She'll start in about 10 seconds. And she normally starts to work with her the rays around her forehead coming off. Like we'll just call that her auric field. And she'll also become a little more three-dimensional. Her eyes will get more intense. What I love doing is moving in front of my computer screen back and forth, and I watch the eyes tracker. Also, when I activate her at the expos that I go to, at my booth, you can walk in front of the booth I'd say at least 8 feet, 8 to 10 feet in front of the photo, and you can watch her, and she'll track you as she's energized. As she watches you. So it's people are blown away, and you can feel her energy about 200 feet away. And people come walking over, and they just go, wow, what's this presence that I feel in your booth? I say, well, it's this beautiful light being here. And then we also have Jesus activated, too, along with Saint Germain. So the booth is very, very high spiritual energy. Okay, how's she looking to you right now, Sylvia?
Very beautiful. There's a lot of light coming off her forehead and her cheeks, and just a really loving feeling and presence coming from her eyes.
Okay, so we're going to activate your one glass of water right now. So put your hands on both sides of it. and she will connect to your heart center. And we still have that energy from the light ship keep us in the moment right now, which is very nice, away from mind control. And you should start to feel your hands maybe tingle or buzz or get maybe electrified somewhat. And this will take about a minute to charge the water. And you may ask your spirit right now how it feels and what it is sensing with this particular procedure. There's a lot of light coming into you. And the water is almost completed right now. It needs about 20 more seconds. And the benefit, since she's putting out so much light, is going into your whole room, and you actually have a physical room clearing. If you had any entities in your room or anything like that, I'm sure that they're all gone by this time. And they may come for a healing. If so, they'll be healed. And if the light is just too strong for them, if they're dark entities, they'll, you know, leave. So your room should feel very blessed right now. It should be like a very holy space for you. Okay, why don't you sample your water right now and just see how it tastes.
Oh, that's really good. Mine is really silky tonight, very smooth.
Tastes
sort of silk.
Okay, so I'm going to go to the light ship right now. We'll go up for, since our time is running out here, just 5 minutes. We'll just go to a few rooms here, then we'll come back. So, again, if you have any animals or pets you'd like to bring with, just think of them now in your consciousness. And this is for physical body healing. Remember, the emotional body stays on the earth plane. So you're going to be transported out of time. You're going to be there physically and also here physically. And this may sound like a meditation to you as I comment and describe what room you're in, but it's live. So we're going up right now. We're going into a room where they're going to be doing a body scan on you, seeing what type of life form you are. And they're finding out what type of problems that you're having in your body. And now we're going into the orientation room where you're at free choice to select which doctor team you'd like to have working with you. Remember, these are light beings. They're not three or fourth or fifth dimensional UFO flying saucers. This is actually creation energy itself working with you. And right now you are talking with these light beings. And in this dimension, they do appear physical to you, and you're physically up there. They manifest that way. We're going into a room now. This is a room that most people like. This is where they can release physical body pain from you. So if you have any pain in your body, request your healing. And we'll bring in the energy of Mother Mary down into your room now for you to experience. Now, she'll come in normally through the ceiling. You may just feel the energy coming in. I have had people actually say that they saw her manifest. She'll sometimes bring in the fragrance of flowers or roses. And but she will be there with some type of presence of energy, okay? Depends how she wishes to manifest for you. So here she comes, stronger, 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 and stronger. And this light ship healing will not work on the archives. Mother Mary will work on the archives, but you will not be on the light ship. But you can listen in and just hear what's happening here. Remember, the Galactic Federation still has beings out there and flying saucers that can abduct people. And I don't want anybody to think they're going to the light ship by the requesting this, because you won't be going there. And I don't want you to become duped and have an experience of a negative ET abduction. So here we go, going on to another location. And this location is where you're going to be having your meridians activated. You're levitating right now. They put in some special mittens, like gloves on your hands, and also some special like slippers on. And there's thousands of little lights in both of these here. And you're moving over to like a large ring. It looks like a male wedding ring, sort of. It's about 10 foot in diameter, about a foot in width. And you're in the center of this right now. And they're giving you some special glasses to wear, if you wish, to actually look at the meridians of your body. And right now they're starting to activate the lights in your slippers in your hands. And now they're activating this wonderful large like ring, and it's putting out millions of little light frequencies into your body. And now with your glasses, you can actually see the meridians and see where they're blocked. And you're being having this transmission done to you right now to unblock the meridians. It's very, very beautiful. Many, many colors are coming into your body. It's kind of like looking at a starburst. You know, there's so much energy coming into you. It's just incredible. It kind of like as being in the very center of a dandelion before it goes into seed. That's kind of how it looks, with all this energy going around you. We're going into another location right now. This is where the dolphins are in this beautiful swimming pool of liquid light energy water. It's silver and sparkles like diamonds. And the dolphins are going to use their special healing abilities on you right now. They'll communicate with you through mental telepathy. And you'll be swimming with the dolphins. You can touch them. You can ride with them, whatever you choose to do. They're very gentle beings. And this is a very, very special healing. I get a lot of people when I do this real time here at my different expo. They start to cry because of the energy. Just so precious. So here we go with these beautiful dolphins. And we'll bring in the dolphin energy into your living room right now or wherever you are. So here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. We'll go into one other room here before we come back. And this room is where they're going to help us to release, maybe pain with our joints, arthritis. So they have our feet in our hands and some special solution. And you may actually feel your body pulsate with this here. And just request your healings. And right now they're working also on your sinuses, lungs and sinuses. So we're in many rooms at one time. I can only see one room at a time with us here. We're probably in about maybe 10 rooms right now at once. So our time's kind of running out here. So we're going to start to come back. So we're thanking the doctor teams now. We're going into the next room, which is a transporter room where they're putting around us a special cocoon of conscious healing energy that you can use for the next 5 days for additional healing. So I'll request your healings. Remember, the light only works in the now. So keep asking. And we're having our pets and animals come to us now, and we're coming back down, and now we're here. Okay. So I love having emails from people. You can email me at healing@creationlightship.com. And you can also give me a phone call if you want. The number is 530-918-9122. That's 530-918-9122. And I just love hearing from everybody. And I just really enjoy having the emails because it's so nice to hear of healings that people have had. And if you haven't had an emotional healing from me yet, it's just very, very beneficial. It's $5 for each year of your life. Just take your age times 5. And if you happen to be over 60, those years are free to you, all above 60. So I guess we'll close off now. And you have anything to say, Sylvia? We have probably about a minute to go here.
Well, I just want to say thank you for being with us. I hope you had wonderful healings tonight, and blessings and love to all. Thank you, Ron.